We're in Siman Tafnun Beis Sif Aleph. The Rama therefore finishes off Al Kain. Therefore, Yesh Li Zara Filu Kodem Zmani Suru Shalaya Nuchmer Sichasan Kozman Shemagil. Since we say that even when you kasher an Eno Ben Yomo Kli, you need to be careful to make sure that the water is still boiling. So you should be careful that that's the case, that even before the Zmanis, or even before the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, if you're kashering Kalim, the water needs to remain boiling. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that the way that water works is that when you put a cold kli in to do hagala on it, so the water, the boil, lets down and goes away. And therefore, you need to wait before placing the next kli into kasher until the bubbles come back up again. And he says that we should warn the people who are doing the hagala because they want to get everything done, and they put one kli after another, after another, after another, and they don't allow to make sure that the boiling returns after placing a kli in. The Mishnah Berurah does say that there is room to be melamed zechus because it's not normal. The normal thing to do is to kasher plates and spoons and things like that, which were normally used through Irui, and that, as long as it's yad soletis bo, the kashering will work, even if it's not boiling. However, if you're using pots or things like that, which are used as a kli rishon on the fire, and that's what you're kashering, so then even b'diavad, it'll be a problem if you don't have the resicha. And therefore, says Mishnah Berurah, you should have someone standing there who knows the halachas to make sure that the kashering is done properly with the boiling. The Mechaber continues. Other things that, if you do the kashering before the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, you also don't need to be concerned, shelo yachnes ha-kelem acher resichu amayim, to not place the kelem in until the water is boiling. Meaning, if you're doing the hagala after the Zman Isser, after the fifth hour, then you would need to be careful about that. So too, if you're kashering after the fifth hour, so you would have to make sure to kasher the pot, that you're doing the kashering beforehand, and then kasher it again. Because if not, then the water that's in the pot becomes usser, thanks to the stuff that comes out from the pot. So therefore, is another thing you don't need to be concerned about if you're doing it before the fifth hour. The Ramak adds, "In lo higel kodem zman isuro, if you did not do the hagala before the fifth hour, yachol hagila ad pesach, you can do hagala all the way up until Yom Tov, she'az chametz b'mashu ve'inu moil hagala. However, once you hit Pesach, so then chametz is aser even b'mashu, and then hagala is not going to work, shechozer boleya, because it's going to get the taste back into it, because the taste that comes out of the pot, of the kli, is never going to be batel, because as we saw, chametz is aser b'mashu, even a little bit. Avo mutter lalabin kli tocha pesach. Even though you can't do hagala on Pesach, you can do liban on Pesach, because as opposed to hagala, which just takes the tam out of the kli, but then it could go back in, liban is soreif the tam entirely, it gets rid of it entirely, and therefore even on Pesach, you'd be able to do it. Mishnah Berurah points out, why is the Rama saying anything about doing Haggalah up until Pesach? It means that on Chol HaMoed you can't do the Haggalah, but on Yom Tov itself, even on other Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Haggalah on Yom Tov. The reason you're not allowed to do Haggalah on Yom Tov, the Mishnah Berurah said, in Hilchos Yom Tov, is not because of Tikkun Kli, rather it's because you're not able to boil up the water for that purpose, since you could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. The Bar Halacha here points out that the Rama and the Mechaber are going, assuming that Naparnat the Hetera is why you don't have a problem before the fifth hour. However, the Ola Shabbos, Brich Chadosh, and the Bar Agra all say that this is only according to the Poskim who say that Chametz is Hetera Bala. However, according to those that say that Chametz is Isura Bala, which is how the Mechaber Paskin and Tufnan Aleph Dalet, as we saw when we discussed, so then there's no Chiluk between before the fifth hour and after the fifth hour. And therefore, that's why we are nohig that when we do the Haggalah, we make sure not to kasher any kli that is not ben yomo, that has been used within 24 hours, because we're concerned for this opinion that it's not really heter bala, it's really surabala, and you don't have the heter of napar not, and you'll run into problems. So this is one of the reasons that we said yesterday already, that we don't kasher kalim that are ben yomo, we only kasher kalim that haven't been used within 24 hours.